This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The state-run National Health Service in the UK spends more than $4 billion a year dealing with drinking problems. Best guesses are 1 in 4 Brits drinks to excess. Yet up the cost of booze-related crime, accidents, and lost productivity comes to $35 billion all in. So today, the government came up with a plan, a minimum price for alcohol. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London.
Here was the scene in a quiet English town on a recent Saturday night. Dozens of drunken youths fight, throw up and pass out in the street. And this, says Home Office Minister Damian Green, is far from unique in Britain today.
City centres on a Friday and Saturday night often become a vision of hell, and a lot of this is fuelled by very cheap, very strong alcohol.
In some supermarkets, you can buy a can of beer for 32 cents. The government is proposing a big mandatory price hike so that a can of strong lager would cost at least $2.50. The minimum for a bottle of wine would be $6.75. Supermarket manager Guy Mason is one of many retailers that do not support the plan.
The idea of putting a minimum unit price on alcohol is going to punish the majority of our customers that drink responsibly, just to try and affect the behaviour of a small amount of people who misuse alcohol.
But Vivian Nathanson, who speaks for the British medical profession, says it's not a small number of misusers. It's almost a quarter of the population.
That's a huge number of people who are drinking at levels which are hazardous to their health, and we really have to throw everything that we can to save lives.
The government claims that its minimum price would cut alcohol consumption by 4.3%, the number of crimes would fall by 24,000 a year, and there would be 2,000 fewer deaths. The plan is likely to be challenged in the courts. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.